Please open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 1.
我们的读经来到加太书第一章, 我们还是回去从第一节读到第九节。
And our Bible reading has reached Galatians 1, and we shall start from verse 1 and read until verse 9.
加拉太书第一章第一节说：“作使徒的保罗不是犹于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，以叫他从死里复活的父神和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父的旨意，为我们的罪舍己。” 要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。第六节，我希奇你们这么快就离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过是有些人搅扰你们，把你们要把基督的福音更改了。 但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的给你们的不同，就应当被咒诅。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。Galatians
1:1 Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
我们今天要讲的经文是6到第9节。
Our passage for today will be from verses 6 to 9.
我要把6到9节的经文的意思解释给大家听。
And I want to explain to everyone the meaning from verses 6 to 9.
因为加拉太保罗写信给加拉太书 写完他介绍自己之后呢，就第一节、第六节就说：“我希奇你们离开耶稣基督的福音。” Paul
wrote to the churches in Galatia, and he starts in verse 6 and immediately says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him."
所以保罗一开始就告诉他们犯的错误。
And right from the beginning, Paul tells them the mistake that they made.
保罗的这一封信呢很特别，因为这封信没有赞美的话。
This epistle from Paul is very special because he does not have any praises for them.
不但是没有赞美的话，一开始就责骂他们。
Not only are there no praises, but he begins by scolding them.
而且呢，说他们犯了一个很严重的错误。
And he tells them that they have committed a great mistake.
我们是人嘛?
We are human.
我们都有犯错。
We make mistakes.
但是有一些错误是不可以犯的。
But some mistakes are forbidden.
特别是那些有孩子的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the brothers and sisters who have children.
我到他们家里的时候，我都告诉他们有一些东西呢。 有些错误你可以犯，但是有一些错误你是绝对不可以犯。
When I visit them at their homes, I tell them that some mistakes they can make, but some mistakes they can never make.
有一些错误就是好像有些人为了他的家里要非常美观，他绝对不要装这个 window grill, 这个叫窗花。
Some people, because of aesthetics, they refuse to actually install any window grills.
新婚夫妇嘛。
Because they are newly married.
第一次有自己的家嘛,
and it's their first home together. So the renovation must be nice and it cannot look like a prison. So they cannot have any window grills.
但是呢,我告诉你,当你一有孩子的时候,我去看, 我常常要到每一个家去的时候,我第一件事就看,你一有孩子,我说,你这个一定要装一个窗花。
And when I visit new parents who have just have children or a child, and I visit their homes, once I stepped in, I look at the windows, and the first thing I will say is, you must install window grills.
因为在你很不,在一个一刹那之间,转眼之间, 他一爬上去,一掉下去, this is a mistake you can never make, you cannot afford. 你不可以犯这个错误。
Because if you are not paying attention for just a split second, and sometimes in just a blink of an eye, the child would have climbed and would go over the window. So this is a mistake that you can never make.
是的，有时候我们常常说，我们常常给自己很多解脱啊。是的，我们人都犯错误的，但是有一些错误是我们绝对不可以犯的。
Yes, indeed, we often give ourselves excuses, and we might say it is just human to err, but some mistakes we should never make.
我们中国人有一句话说, 你怕嫁错郎, 难怕入错行。
There is a Chinese saying that says a woman is worried to marry the wrong person, while the man is worried that he ends up in the wrong career.
这个很重要的。
This is important.
为什么呢? 你可不可以想象呢? 你花一生人跟一个错误的男人住在一起。
Can you imagine that as a woman, you spend your entire life with the wrong man?
或者我们可以说,花一生人的时间跟一个讲个不听的人住在一起。
Or you might be spending your lifetime with someone who refuses to listen.
所以上一次我们有一个讲员说, 我宁可不结婚,也不要嫁错人,也不要娶错做新娘。
And we had a speaker here who said, I'd rather not marry than to marry the wrong person.
他是很有智慧的。
He is a wise person.
因为当你嫁错人,娶错新娘的,娶错老婆的时候呢, 你的痛苦是一生的,而且不是外表的痛,是心里面的痛, 是一生人不能够改变的。
Because if you marry the wrong man or woman, the pain is not just external, but it is in your heart, and it is going to be a lifetime.
我见过一个人，他说他读完大学，辛辛苦苦拿到一张文凭之后呢，他说他拿的是一个电脑的这个文凭之后呢，他说我根本就不喜欢读电脑。
I knew a person who, after going through university and obtaining a degree in IT, said that he actually doesn't like computers.
你们有见过这样的人吗?
Have you met someone like that?
有些人呢,花了很长的时间学芭蕾舞,然后说我不喜欢芭蕾舞。
And some people, they spend a lot of time learning ballet, and after that they say, I actually do not like ballet.
有些人花了一很长的时间学这个弹钢琴,然后他不喜欢弹钢琴。
Some people spend a long time learning how to play the piano only to find out that they do not like playing the piano.
有些人花很长的时间做一个工作,然后呢,他发现他原来不喜欢那个工作。
Some people spend a long time in their job only to find out that they do not like their job.
所以,这种错误是很大的错误。
These are big mistakes.
进错行是一个很大的错误。
To enter the wrong career is a big mistake.
你一半出家或者一半要转行呢,是非常难的。
If you want to make a mid-career switch, it is very difficult.
那么如果你嫁错人啊,或者是你娶错老婆啊,这个事情呢,是已经是够惨的了。
If you marry the wrong man or woman, it is already a disaster.
但是如果你信错神啊, 那不是你今生的事情。
But if you believe in the wrong God, it is not just this lifetime, but it will mean eternal death.
所以在这段圣经，你看到保罗说，你看到后面他说我很稀奇，为什么你会离开耶稣基督的福音？
And this passage, Paul starts by saying, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him.
特别是在第八节。
Especially in verse 8.
你看到第八节，他说，无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，应当被受咒诅。我再说一遍第九节，我已经说了，他重复，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他应当被受咒诅。
Look at verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And he repeats it in verse 9, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以你看到吗？一开始就骂人，而且他说你要受咒诅。
And so you see, he starts by scolding them and he starts by cursing them.
你两次重复，他重复了再重复，要受咒诅，要受咒诅。
And he repeats and repeats and say, let him be accursed, let him be accursed.
所以你看到这边是讲到一件非常严重的事情。
So this is a serious matter.
他讲到这，所以他讲到说，如果你不信错福音，你相信错的这条道路，你走错这条道路呢，你会永远受到咒诅。
Because if you are deserting the gospel, or if you are believing in the wrong gospel, you will actually be accursed.
所以我要用这三个字呢来做我们的这个大纲。
So I want to use these three words as our outline.
你看到他在这里，他说你离开 deserting, desertion, 他你离开原来的位置，你离开这个福音，所以这个是离开 desertion 是第一个。
And so he is.Telling them that they are deserting the gospel, so this is the first point, desertion from the gospel.
第二个字呢？你看第六节那边，他说你这么快就离开这个福音。第七节说那不是福音，是另外一个福音 ，a different gospel.
And in verse 6, he says that they are turning to a different gospel.
所以第一个是 deserting， 就是离开。第二呢是。这个不同的福音，这是或者说更改的福音是 a different gospel.
So the first point is their desertion from the gospel, and the second is their turning to a different kind of gospel.
第三个字呢是 damnation， 是不在经文里面，不过它的意思就是 a curse， 就是受咒诅，那个是永恒的刑罚。
And the third point is damnation away from the gospel, which of course is not a word here, but the word accursed is actually carrying the same meaning as damnation.
所以保罗传福音给他们。
Paul preached the gospel to them.
保罗把福音传给加拉太的教会。
And Paul preached the gospel to the churches in Galatia.
他们相信了相信了这个福音。
And they believed the gospel.
但是当保罗走了之后呢，他们就动摇了，他们去相信别人传的福音。
But after Paul left, they wavered and they believed in the gospel preached by another person.
所以保罗说，我非常稀奇，你这么快就离开我传给你的福音。
And Paul says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him.
就好像一个人，一对夫妇，新婚夫妇，刚刚结婚之后呢，他马上还没有度完蜜月就已经开始离婚的手续。
It's just like a newlyweds, before their honeymoon ended, they already started the process of divorce.
所以这个是一个很奇怪的事情，保罗非常生气，而且非常奇怪，为什么有这样的事情？
This is a very strange thing that caused Paul anger and also astonishment.
这个字离开是什么意思呢？
What is the word translated deserting here?
这边的这个字离开的意思是有移植的意思，就好像你心脏移植手术，把它移掉放在另外一个地方，或者是移民的意思，或者是更改的意思。
It carries the meaning of transplanting or to migrate or to change.
他说我这么稀奇，你这么快就离开移民更改跑去另外一边。
And Paul was astonished that so quickly they are already migrating or changing sides.
所以他比喻什么呢？
So what does this mean metaphorically?
他比喻是好像一个人从一个国家逃到另一个国家，错了出卖那个国家，或者是一个兵营从这个营地跑掉跑到另外一个敌人的兵的军队里面去。
And this is like a traitor who actually goes to another country, or a soldier who is a deserter and he actually goes to another fights for another army.
以希伯来书11:5提到，以诺被神借去，从地上借到天上去，不在人间了，不见死亡。
And Hebrews 11 speaks about how Enoch actually was removed by God to be with God, and he did not experience death.
那个就是这个字，他从一个地方转移到另外一个地方去。
And that's the same word is like being teleported from one place to another.
Teleported, interesting. 这个字很好啊。 所以这边这个字在圣经里面没有啊。
There's no such word teleport in the Bible.
不过这个是现代人可以明白的话语。
But it is a modern language that you can understand.
而且呢，这个字呢，它的文法是说，他正在要走的时候，不是说他还没完成，他正要走，正要离开的时候。 正要逃跑，正要出卖的时候呢， 保罗stop， 保罗进阻止他们，你们这么奇怪，怎么可以？
And the grammar here actually is a continuous thing that if they are about to go do this thing, but just before they are about to leave or desert, Paul stops them and says, no, you cannot do this.
所以你看到保罗的心态， 他一开始很急着写这封信， 这信还没 还没正式开始，他就说 stop， 就停止，不可以，你这么快就离开。
So Paul was very anxious and very very concerned, such that even before they actually did it, but they are in the process of starting to do this, he already stops them.
所以保罗说不要离开你，这个离开的时候呢，这是别的福音，是另外一个福音，而且这个不是福音，第七节，这并不是福音。
And so they are to not desert the original gospel, and they are not to turn to a different gospel. And in fact, verse 7 says that there isn't another gospel. In other words, this different gospel is not the gospel at all.
所以在这边，他这边其实讲 another 这另外一个福音的时候呢，希腊文有两个字，另外那个字呢有两个字来形容。
In the Greek, actually, the word another has two such Greek words.
第一个字呢叫做 heteros， heteros 就是另外一种，就是说，你不喜欢咖啡，你就喝茶是另外一种。
And the first Greek word which is translated another is the word heteros, which means another kind. It's a totally different kind. Like if you do not like coffee, you might like drink tea.
你不喜欢苹果，你就可以要橙。
You do not like apples, you eat oranges. It's a totally different kind.
但是呢，有另外一个字来形容另外的那个字呢，那个叫做 helos， 意思是说是同一种类，就是说我喝完这个咖啡，我要喝多一杯，但是多一杯是同一种的。
And there's another Greek word which is alos. Alos is another of the same kind. So you might have had one cup of coffee, which is not enough, and you decide to have another kind of coffee.
所以他讲的，比如说你要喝拿铁，喝完之后我要喝另外一杯拿铁，那个叫做这个helos.
And you might have just had a latte, and you want another latte. So you'll be the word alos.
所以这边呢，形容什么呢？你看在第六、第七节，那并不是福音。他说，并不是同样一种的福音。
So the word used here is there is not another one. So there is not another kind of gospel.
或者说 there is not another same kind. 这个is a different kind. 就是根本就是不同的福音.
So there isn't another gospel of the same kind. In other words, he's saying this is a different gospel altogether.
所以他说他把这些什么，他把福音更改了。
In other words, these people have distorted the gospel.
所以你看到这边更改了 distorted， 其实这个 distorted 这个更改是有相反的意思，是把原来的意思倒过来的意思。
And this word actually carries a meaning of being the opposite. In other words, they change it such that they distorted it such that it became the opposite.
所以这段圣经告诉我们说，保罗说，停止，停止，你相信一个错的福音，这个是别的福音。 不是我们原来的福音。
So Paul tells them in this passage to stop, do not desert this gospel to another different kind of gospel altogether.
那么在第九节、第八节就开始说， 如果你相信另外一个福音呢，你会造成什么呢？你有永远的惩罚。你看这个 eternal damnation， 你看这个是一个咒诅的福音。你看第八节。
And verse 8, if they should believe in a different kind of gospel, this will actually incur God's curse, and this is damnation.
他说，但无论是我们是天上，你看到不管是我们也好，是就算神从天上派了一个天使下来，不管是谁，意思他有一种夸张，有真的有这样的事情吗？从天上有使者传下来，有天使来的话呢，若传福音以我们所传给你们的不同啊，他就应当被咒诅。我再说一次，我已经说了第九节，再说一次，如果有人传福音给你们与我所传的不同，应当被受咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we, and he begins to exaggerate here, or an angel from heaven should come and preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
所以这边我已经讲得很清楚了，这边是一个很严重的指责。
And I'm already very clear, this is a very serious accusation.
因为他们信错了福音。
Because they are believing in the wrong gospel.
这种错误是不可以犯的。
This kind of mistakes should never be made.
有些错误我们是会犯的，但是呢，有一些错误我们是绝对不可以犯的。
Some kind of mistakes we can make, but other mistakes should never be made.
好像我们讲那个窗花，你犯了这个错误，为了美，你的孩子掉下去的时候，你看你要装多少个窗花都不够。
Just like the illustration of the window grills, and the people do it or do not do it for aesthetics, but if the child actually falls over through the window, then it will be too late.
所以在生命中有一些错误，我们是不允许犯的。
So in life, there are some mistakes that are grave.
所以我跟年轻人说，当你要结婚的时候，看张大眼睛的看那个人是不是你所要的。
So I tell the young people, before you get married, please open your eyes to see whether the partner is the one that you want.
你宁可不娶，宁可不嫁，宁可不结婚，都不要嫁错人，娶错人。
You rather not marry than to marry the wrong person.
张大眼睛的看。
Keep your eyes wide open.
结了婚，关起你的眼睛来。
But after you are married, then shut your eyes.
因为你不要看得太清楚。
Because you don't want to see too clearly.
有些人说关一只，关两只，我看两只比较好。
Some people say, should I shut one eye or two? And I tell them, no, you should shut both eyes.
当你结婚了之后呢，这个人就一直他这个人非常靠近你，他可以伤到你，不是你的外表，他可以伤到你的心，伤到最深的处，就是这个人。
This person whom you marry will be so close to you that he or she will not just hurt you externally, but can hurt you in the deepest part of your heart.
所以你必须要肯定一件事情，不管他的优点、他的缺点、他的特性，当你结婚的时候就照单全收，全部都接受，你不可以挑。
So you need to know that whether this person has his strengths or his weaknesses, you are to receive whatever that is in him or her, and you cannot pick and choose.
嫁错、结错婚。已经够惨了，但是你信错福音是永恒的审判，这个比结错婚更加糟糕。
To enter into a wrong marriage is already a disaster, but to believe in the wrong gospel is much worse because it will result in eternal damnation.
像什么才是对的、真实的福音呢？
What then is the true and the right gospel?
因为今天很多人都在传福音了。
Because today many people are preaching the gospel.
耶稣圣经里面告诉我们，这个福音在当时候的人很少人愿意听福音，但是今天很多人要听福音。问题这个福音是不是现在你听的福音？是不是耶稣所传的福音？是不是圣经里面所传的福音？
We know from the gospels of Jesus' account that when he preached the gospel, very few people liked to listen to his gospel. But today, we find many people enjoy hearing the gospel. So we want to ask, is the gospel that people enjoy hearing today the same gospel as the one preached by Jesus?
福音这两个字当然就是福音，好福，有福的声音，好的声音，好的消息。
Gospel actually just means good news.
所以有谁不要好消息？
Who doesn't want good news?
每一个人都要好消息。
Everyone likes to hear good news.
但问题是你的好消息是不是耶稣所传的好消息？
But is the good news that you heard the good news that Jesus preached?
今天很多大教会讲到说，你信耶稣你一定是发财，你信耶稣你一定成功，你信耶稣你一定得医治，信耶稣你就永远不死。
And today, many mega churches preach that if you believe in Jesus, you will be wealthy. If you believe in Jesus, you will be healthy and you will receive healing. You believe in Jesus and you will be successful and you will never die.
真的吗?
Is that true?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们看到有很多人世间，如果你真的面对的话，世界上充满了许多的问题。
If you actually face the look at the world honestly, you will find that the world is full of problems.
我们都是人，我们都是罪人，我们自己都有都不能够忍受自己。不要说你忍受旁边的人，不要忍受你的家人，不要说你忍受这社会上的人。
We are all sinners, and sometimes we cannot even bear with ourselves. Not to mention bearing with others, with your family members, or with the people of the world.
我们世人每一个人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
圣经说我们每一个都是罪人。
The Bible tells us every human being is a sinner.
我们每一个人自己问自己的时候，自己看自己的时候，你真的去面对的时候呢，你也知道你自己都不能够接受你自己。
And when each and every one of us examine ourselves and we face our true self, we will not be able to bear ourselves.
但是今天的人说这个不这个这个有问题，这个叫做没有自尊心，所以你要有正确的 self-esteem， 要把自己看得很高，看起来很好，要 self-worship， 这个才是好的。
But today people say that having this kind of thinking is to have low self-esteem, so you need to have a right self-esteem of yourself and you need to worship yourself and look upon yourself very highly.
如果你正式看圣经啊，我们不是缺少 self-esteem， 我不是缺少自尊，我们是太多自尊，而且我们把自己看高了，看得太重要了，看到全世界都环绕着我来旋转。
But if you look carefully at the Bible, what we lack is not proper self-esteem. Actually, we are full of self-esteem. And we are too self-centered such that the entire world revolves around us.
你不信的话，你问你旁边的人。
If you don't believe me, you just ask your neighbor.
你是不是觉得你周围的人都非常 self-centered? 你看到你周围的人，他们都是为自己而想。
And ask your neighbor, does your neighbor find that everybody around him is living for himself?
我们看别人，他都是 self-esteem， 他都是 self-centered， 他都是 self-centered， 每一个都是 self-centered except me.
And when I look at others, he is self-centered, she is self-centered, everyone is self-centered except me.
就好像我们做婚姻辅导的时候。
When we give marital counseling,
他来的时候，第一个丈夫不好，所以离婚；第二个丈夫不好，他离婚；第三个丈夫不好，离婚。为什么呢？他们都不好，我是最好的。
A woman divorced her first husband because he is not good. Then she divorced her second husband because he is equally bad. And she also divorced her third husband. Why? Because they are all bad, and the only person who is good is she.
是吗？
Is that true?
当你结婚这么多次，离婚这么多次，就证明你才是那个问题。
If you are married so many times and they all end up in divorce, it proves that you are the problem.
主耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人谈话。
Jesus spoke with the Samaritan woman.
跟他谈话的时候，叫他你把你的丈夫找来。
And he told her to call her husband.
他说我没有丈夫。
And she said, I do not have a husband.
他说主耶稣说你说的没有错，你已经有五个了，这个现在那个不是你的丈夫，所以已经第六个了。
And Jesus said, you are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband.
所以我们心里每一个人都是 very self-centered, 每一个人都是自我为中心，为什么呢？我认为我比神还重要。
So every one of us are self-centered. We think of ourselves
as
more important.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
All of us are sinners.
你注意看，我们哪一个没有犯错？刚才我们说每一个人都有犯错。来到我是不是罪人？我不是罪人，所以错跟罪没有关系。
And just now we said all of us have made mistakes before, and Unfortunately, when it comes to sin, we actually deny that we've sinned. We just say we made a mistake. We are not a sinner.
其实如果你真正面对自己的时候，你会发现一件事情：你最爱的人，你越爱他，你伤害他最深。
If you really ask yourself the question and you're honest, you realize that the person who you love most is the person who you hurt the most too.
因为你有罪。
Because you are a sinner.
但是所以呢，什么叫福音？
So what is the gospel?
在我还没给你看其他的经文之前呢，我先指出加拉太书第一章第四节那边就已经给我们看到福音的内容。
Before we look at other verses, I want to point to you that in Galatians 1:4, it already tells us the content of the gospel.
第一章第四节,
Chapter 1, verse 4.
第一章第四节说，基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己。
Verse 4, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
所以你看到第四节，基督照做父神的旨意，原来耶稣基督是照做天父的旨意，为我们的罪而死。
And the Lord Jesus Christ actually did according to the will of our God and Father, and he gave himself, or in other words, he died for our sins.
So, 耶稣为我的罪死。
So, Jesus died for my sin.
当我们说我没有罪的时候，等于是多耶稣基督你是多余的。
If we say that we have no sin, we are saying that Jesus, you are redundant.
多余还是比较客气的话，我说我不信你，我都没有罪，你自己白白去死。
And to say he is redundant is being courteous, because if I say I have no sin, that means Jesus, you just died in vain.
所以你看到耶稣基督是为我们的罪舍了自己，要救我们脱离罪恶。
So the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age.
所以我们讲到 present evil age，age那个世代呢，其实不是时间的世代。 是指这个时代还是那个时代？就这个时代是罪恶，这个时代被形容是罪的时代。我们要到天上的时代是没有罪的时代，讲的是有罪跟无罪。所以基本上我们可以讲说，耶稣为我们死，要救我们脱离罪，就是这样。
And the present evil age is not referring to a timeline. It is referring to the generation. And so to simplify it, we could say Jesus died for our sins to deliver us from sin.
所以福音是什么呢?
So what is the gospel?
请你打开哥林多前书第15章看一下。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章，保罗在这边就讲说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。 这福音是什么呢？15章哥林多前书15章第一节，这福音是你们已经领受，又靠这站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，就能以持守我们所传给你们，就是这福音得救。当日我传给你们的是什么呢？第一，耶稣基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，而且照着圣经所说，第三天复活了。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Now I will remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
你看到吗? 主又是为我们的罪死了。
And again you see in verse 3 that Christ died for our sins.
你相不相信耶稣为你的罪死?
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins?
如果你相信你就可以得救。
If you believe, then you can be saved.
因为他是为你的罪，你说我不相信，所以你就不能够得到他的救恩。你相信他是来为你的罪。 钉在十字架上，为你死，而且呢，他也是为你复活，所以我们有复活的盼望。
And you must believe that you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins. If you do not believe that you are a sinner, then you can never believe the gospel. And so Christ died for our sins in order to save us.
如果主为我们的罪死了，为我们的惩罚他承受了。 我们就不用再死，我们就不用再受惩罚，我们就可以成为一个自由人，我们就
If Christ died for our sins and he bore the punishment on our behalf, that means we will no longer need to bear punishment for our sins. We now become free and we can actually go to God. Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans 10, 9.
这里就讲到说, 你若口里承认耶稣为主, 心里信神叫他从死里复活, 就必得住。
Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你注意看这段经文。
Look carefully at this verse.
你如果口里承认耶稣是你的主人, 心里相信耶稣, 神叫他从死里复活, 就必什么? 得救。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord or Master, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be what? You will be saved.
就必得救, 请问你还要做什么事情吗?
And you will be saved. Is there anything else you need to do?
不是, 你什么都不用做, 就是因着这样, 你就因此得救, 这个叫做因信称义。
No, you don't have to do anything else. If you do this, if you believe and confess your mouth, you will be saved. This is what we call justification by faith.
你是不是要做一些功德, 你是不是要做一些事情, 来满足做更多的事情? 不需要。 你是不是我信主之后有果子呢? 有,我可以得胜的胜, 我等等。 但是那个不是我得救的原因, 我单单信就得救了。
Do you need to achieve or attain some good works on your own? No, because as long as you believe and have faith, you will be saved. Yes, we know we will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but that is actually signs that we are saved, not how we work for our salvation.
如果我们还要加上一些东西，就是耶稣做的东西不够，所以我还必须要加上去。
If you need to add something to it, that means whatever Jesus has done is insufficient.
如果你承认你是罪人,
if you believe or acknowledge that you are sinner,
你如果相信耶稣为你罪而死,
if you believe that Jesus died for your sin,
你口里承认耶稣是主, 心里相信他从死里, 叫他死里复活, 你就必现在得救了。
And you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved right now.
你什么都不用做,
you need not do anything.
主耶稣在十字架上旁边有两个强盗。
Jesus was on the cross and there were two robbers next to him.
两个强盗, 有一个说主啊, 当你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
Out of the two robbers, one said to him, Lord, when you come in your kingdom, may you remember me.
主耶稣说, 今日, 你就同我在乐园里。 他什么都没有做。
Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. The robber did nothing.
得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Salvation is through faith and is by grace and through faith.
什么是福音?
What is grace? What is gospel?
福音好消息什么好消息? 那个好消息是耶稣基督为我们死了，耶稣基督担当了我们的惩罚，耶稣基督已经完成了我们的救恩，只要你相信，只要你接受， 你就可以得。
And the gospel is that Jesus has died for our sins and he has already accomplished the work of salvation and all we need to do is to believe.
什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
我们再来看一次罗马书。
Let's look at Romans again.
我们讲过很多次，不过我们还是再看一次，一章十六节。
We say this many times, but let's go through that again.
我们看罗马书第一章16到21节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 21.
他说我不以福音为耻，罗马书一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，神为福音本来就可以救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，然后是希腊人。 因为神的义在这个福音上彰显出来，这义是本于信以至于信，因为经上所记，义人并因信得生。
Romans 1:16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
所以你看到福音是什么吗?
So can you see what is the gospel?
福音是要救我们脱离罪恶。
The gospel is meant to save us from sin. And it is for salvation to everyone who believes.
你看第18节,
Look at verse 18.
你看第18节, 他说, 原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Verse 18, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
你看见吗? 前面讲福音，后面为什么讲神的愤怒呢?
And in front he talks about the gospel, then after that he talks about the wrath of God.
原来两个字是什么意思?
For, what does that mean?
原来的意思就是刚刚接下去。 神的福音来之前呢，原来有一个坏的消息，因为神审判、神愤怒、神非常愤怒人的罪。
And before the good news, there must be bad news, and the bad news is that God is angry with sinners, and He is going to judge sinners.
所以你看到神的愤怒什么呢？原来神在愤怒。 为什么呢? 原来神的愤怒在显在一切不虔不义的人 这些不虔不义的人是谁呢? 19节就解释了 神的事情, 人所能知道的, 原显明在神心里, 现在人的心里, 因为神已经给他显明, 自从创造天地以来, 神的永能和神性是明明可知的, 虽是眼不能见, 但这些造作所造之物就可以晓得, 但是呢, 第21节, 因为 他们虽然知道神, 却不当作神荣耀他, 也不感谢他, 他们的
And why is the wrath of God revealed on unrighteousness of men? Why is God angry with sinners? Verse 19 gives us the answer. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以你看到神愤怒为什么呢?
So why is God angry?
因为人不荣耀神也不感谢神。
Because humans do not honor God, neither do they give thanks to Him.
神创造他，他不荣耀他，神给他一切所需要的，他不感谢他。
God created man, but man does not glorify God. God gave man everything, but man do not thank God.
所以神的愤怒就向他发作。And
that's why the wrath of God is revealed against them.
所以人不承认神，人不感谢神，人不敬拜神，人不荣耀神，这个就是罪。If
men do not worship God, do not glorify God, do not give thanks to God, this is sin.
所以当人抵挡神的时候， 这个就是罪，耶稣基督来是为我们的罪而死。When
men are going against God, that is sin, and Jesus Christ came to die for our sins.
主耶稣为我们的罪死，是因为我们不承认神，我们不听从神的旨意，不听从神的教导，不听从神的诫命，所以这些都是罪。And
the reason why Jesus came is because of our sins. We do not honor God, we do not acknowledge God, and we do not receive God's teaching, and all these are sin.
但是好消息，福音是什么呢? 原来福音就是神耶稣为我们的罪死了，使到我们可以活。
But the gospel, the good news, is that the Lord Jesus died for our sins so that we might live.
所以简单来说,
So to make it simple,
什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
福音就是耶稣基督从我们的罪中把我们拯救出来。The
gospel, or the good news, is that the Lord Jesus saved us from our sins.
我们回去加拉太书第一章。We
come back to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章就很清楚地讲明这个福音是什么意思。第一章第四节，基督照着父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶。
Galatians 1:4, the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age.
所以救我们脱离罪恶是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to deliver us from the present evil age?
所以我们就不需要继续的犯罪。
So we should not continue in sin.
所以我们要什么呢? 请问，如果我们说我们已经是基督徒了，为什么你还向我们讲这些福音呢?
And we might say, I'm already a Christian, why do you still preach the gospel to me?
这个就是跟我们今天早上所的这个小组的讨论就是一模一样。
And this is really the same as what we discussed in our small group this morning.
所以当主耶稣是从我们从罪中把我们拯救出来，请问基督徒可不可以继续犯罪呢？
If the Lord Jesus saved us from our sins, then can a Christian continue or keep on sinning?
当然是不可以。
Of course, the answer is no.
为什么耶稣除去我们的罪？
Because Christ has taken away our sins.
耶稣除去魔鬼罪的作为罪的工作。
Because Christ has destroyed the work of the devil.
我们不可以继续犯罪，因为神的道存在我们心里。
And we should not keep on sinning because God's seed abides in us.
所以。 弟兄姊妹，我们需不需要福音？
So brothers and sisters, do we need the gospel?
我们需要福音，因为耶稣基督为我们的罪死，这个是就是好消息。
Yes, we need the gospel because the good news is Jesus Christ died for our sins.
所以福音是什么？福音不是信了主你可以发财，不是信主的时候你可以得医治，不是信主的时候你可以赚很多钱，不是信主之后你可以很成功。
So the gospel is not after believing in Jesus you will become wealthy. It is not after believing in Jesus you will be healed. It is not after believing in Jesus you will be successful.
难道神不要我发财？难道神不要我得医治？难道神不要我成功？难道神不要我得到福气吗？
Doesn't God want me to be healthy and wealthy and blessed and successful?
当然要。
Of course he does.
但是神没有说每一个人都在这边，在这个世上这样，因为神答应我们的是在天上，你一定得到，在这个地上呢，神有给我们工作要做。
Because God did not make this promise to us on this earth. God promised to give us all these things in heaven. On this earth, you have work to do.
有些人神要他成为一个很有钱的财主。 可以信主，有些人神要他做另外一种工作，好像保罗为主寻道。
Some people God has planned that they are very rich and they believe in God, but others like Paul are meant to be martyred.
但是中间呢，从保罗的寻道跟这个很有钱的中间还有不同各式各类的人呢，神安排我们在生活中不同的地方做不同的工作，传扬他的福音，见证他的福音。
And in between, there is a broad spectrum between Paul's martyrdom and a rich man believing in God. God has placed each and every one of us into this broad spectrum and we have different roles and different lives.
神的是公平的，向谁多给谁就向谁多要。
God is fair. To the one who has been given more, he will demand more.
所以不管你是在很有钱也好，还是在荒山野岭传扬福音，你总是要传扬福音，要让耶稣基督的恩典在我们身上彰显出来，荣耀神。So
whether you are very wealthy or you are actually preaching the gospel in the wilderness, what you have to do is the same. You must allow God's glory to manifest in your life.
不管无论如何，你要记得一件事情：福音是神从最终把我们拯救出来。
Whatever the case, you must remember one thing: the gospel is God saving us from our sins.
所以我们不要继续犯罪。So
we must not continue in sin.
人会不会犯罪？基督徒会不会犯罪？会。
Will Christians still commit sin?
保罗在罗马书都讲说他有三个叹息。
And Paul in Romans talk about three groanings.
但是呢，保罗说最终最后一个叹息是他叹息，因为他的身体还没有得赎。
And the last groaning he talks about his the body is awaiting redemption.
所以我们的身体还没有得赎，所以我们身体会犯罪。
Because our bodies have yet to be redeemed, so our bodies will still sin.
所以加拉太书第六章第一节说，如果偶然被过犯所胜，我们要把它挽回过来。
That's why in Galatians chapter 6, if anyone is caught in any transgression, we are to restore him.
所以我们在今天早上我们的小组查经里面说，基督徒不是说不可能犯罪，是说不可以持续的犯罪。
So in the small group discussion this morning, we talked about how a Christian is not that he will totally stop sinning, but he will not continue in sin.
所以如果我们相信耶稣基督的人，我们接受耶稣基督福音的人，我们要离开罪恶，过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So if we believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we are to cut ourselves away from sin and to live a life that is pleasing to God.
So what
have we seen this morning? So when Paul starts off the whole book of Galatians, he starts by warning them about the wrong gospel.
不要相信那些福音, don't desert, 不要离开前有的那些不是福音。
Do not desert from the right gospel and go to a different kind of gospel that is not gospel at all.
因为当你这样做的时候，结局是被咒诅的。
Because if you do that, the ending is damnation.
今天有很多人传福音。
Today, many people preach the gospel.
你必须要分清是什么是福音。
You must be able to discern what is the true gospel.
是耶稣基督所传的福音，还是今天那些好消息赚钱的福音？
Is it the same gospel that Jesus preached, or is it all this gospel about success and wealth?
你可以犯所有的错误，但是这个错误你一定不可以犯，你一定要把正确的福音搞清楚。
You can make other mistakes, but this one mistake is forbidden. You have to make sure you know what is the right gospel.
所以我们要好好研究主的福音。
So we must study carefully what is the Lord's gospel.
所以加拉太书继续再讲下去的时候，就给我们看见。 福音是因信，单单信靠主就可以得救，不需要加上任何这些律法主义，不需要加上功德，不需要加上其他的事情，只要信，因为单单他的恩典够我们。
And as we continue to look at the book of Galatians, we will see that to believe in the gospel of our salvation, all we need to do is to believe. We need not add other things like circumcision or good works. Because the grace of God is sufficient for us. Let us be united in our pursuit of the true gospel and the faith in God. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, we ask that you will help us not to make this one grave mistake in our lives, to go after a different gospel, which is not a gospel at all, but it's what leads to damnation. We ask Lord that give us discernment, that we will know clearly what is the gospel and not be misled by the false teachers. In Jesus' name. Amen.